Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Welcome to the show on Halloween Eve. Today's episode marks the 30th of October of the year 2020, down the slippery slope towards the end of the year, and tomorrow, of course, is Halloween. Your guest today on the podcast is our spookiest guest, Flapjack Lumberjack, turned Minister for the Interior of the Human Body, come full-time mindfulness coach, Dr. Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show.
Hello! It is very lovely to speak to you on Halloween Eve. Very, very exciting.
Well, yes, as you've developed your mental powers so much that you accidentally completely evaporated as a physical being and are now speaking to me as a ghost, you'll be bringing me all the latest in Halloween news. But first, some spooky headlines that we don't have time for. Spooky news now from Transylvania, now a much less spookily geographic designation. It sits in a region in central Romania, but it's known for medieval towns, mountainous borders, and castles like Bran Castle, a gothic fortress associated with the legend of Dracula and a healthy digestive tract. But on Halloween this year, they plan to expand the spookiness quotient of the region, with every citizen signing a spookiness pledge to take long pauses while speaking. Give emphasis to the wrong syllables while speaking in their spookiest Romanian accent and bringing their spookiest hobbies to the forefront of all conversations, bearing in mind that anything sounds spooky if you say it spookily enough. I love lawn bowling. You cast forth your lonely ball like an orphan child into the featureless plain. It seeks ever to find companionship, but when it abuts another lonely ball, too often in its clumsy enthusiasm to be loved, it chases its companion away. Meanwhile, in other spooky news, Boris Johnson, British Prime Minister and occasional dragon, has put out a call to other lycanthropes and werethings to commit to retraining in online industries or to do apprenticeships in industrial trade professions. The Lycanthropes Union has objected the program in its periodical, Wolf Monthly, howling that just because Bojo happens to be a dragon doesn't mean he knows anything about wolf problems, which tend to be socialist in nature. Are you signed up to Wolf Monthly, Alison?
Yes, I quite like it. My hardcore tapestries have burned, so I've been looking for something else, and Wolf Monthly is doing the same job, even though they didn't intend it that way. But I just like to think of the wolves as dirty beings, and their newsletter does it for me.
And in the US, spooky Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett has come under criticism and support in equal measure after tapes have been leaked in which she said that her Catholicism will definitely interfere with her duties as a Supreme Court judge, citing the fact that she has said explicitly in the past that it should, will, and has. She will ask the Pope for a final say on every judgment she makes, and also her husband, before turning the other cheek and remanding all justice to God on Judgment Day, as it says in the Bible. She will spend 1 week of every month in a tent in the garden in order to segregate her feminine uncleanliness happiness, but believes that as long as her tipstaff and judicial assistants are also all on the rag, she should be able to continue to do her duties in a modern court.
Yeah, I just don't believe her. I mean, I'm a lapsed Catholic, very, very lapsed. And it gets in with my judgment all the time. For instance, when the lockdown happened in our world and people were having still having one night stands, I didn't know whether it was because of the civic duty or because of my weird lapsed Catholicism where I was judging them for having sex out of wedlock. As often I ask myself a lot of time, is this my lapsed Catholicism or is this my mental illness? And I can never tell the difference sometimes.
Your ad section now, because unless you support individual artists with your money, we're forced to sublimate the freedom of our creative voices to the indignities of scrabbling after paid corporate sponsorships. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Activated Nuts. Activated nuts are nuts that have been soaked in water and salt for a period of time, which starts off the germination or sprouting process. Soaking increases the nutrient value of the nuts, along with breaking down the quote-unquote problematic compounds that help enhance their digestibility. Simply take a fistful of nuts, a pinch of salt, and half a glass of water.
A fistful of nuts sounds like a cowboy film. Like a really racy one.
Blue jeans, my Big Mac truck, and a fistful of nuts. Yeah. Activated Nuts, brought to you by expensive health food crackery and half a glass of water. Activated Nuts, it's basically just wet nuts, but 8 times more expensive.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And that's your ad section for today. Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Halloween news. Alison Spittle, you're a Halloween correspondent. What's happening in the world of Halloween right now?
Well, I'm very, very excited to be talking about Halloween. As a dis-dimensioned Irish person, not a lot of people know this, right? But just like institutional child abuse, Halloween started in Ireland and has spread all over the world.
Holy crap, Alison. Straight to the fences. I love it.
Yeah, I know. So, this year, enjoy a traditional Irish Halloween. Did you know that pumpkins was an Irish-American tradition brought in because they didn't have turnips in the US? Pumpkin carving actually started off as turnip carving. So there's other Irish Halloween traditions such as bobbing for turnips.
Mm.
And also there's trick-or-treating. And guess what? I hope you like turnips because that's all you're getting. That is the Irish tradition of Halloween. It's quite a turnip good time. A turnip for the books, one might say.
Thank you. Thank you. The scariest costume, of course, for trick-or-treaters this year in COVID times is to dress up as a trick-or-treater.
Yes, absolutely. With no mask. Yeah, to approach someone's house maskless and to say whether you want a trick or a treat gets you quite a lot more stuff this year. I think people see it as quite threatening. So you can ask maybe for their TV.
Also, massive sales of chocolate catapults now just to launch the sweets at the children.
Yeah, it's amazing how, you know, when one door closes with capitalism, another one opens. And trick-or-treating, the trends this year, no masks. The trends are actually maybe not to answer your door. That would be a big trend this year. For Halloween, what are you dressing up as this year for Halloween, Alice?
I'm dressing up as a sexy podcaster.
Oh, that's every day of the year, baby. That's every day of the year. Yeah, I was thinking I wanted to maybe be an inspiration to other women. So I'm dressing up as a sexy UNICEF ambassador. So it's titillating yet inspirational. That is my daily dress sense anyway. But do you know, there is genuinely in the other dimension, they got sexy hand sanitizer costume, which a man has offered me sexy hand sanitizer before. But then I called the police in a public place. He was dispensing it himself. And it was
does smell like chlorine, but it doesn't seem sanitary. The texture's off.
It took him quite a long time for him to dispense as well. And then he said, it doesn't happen to me normally. And I was like, I can't wait all day, sir. I've got to get the tube. And I have to go.
Family show, Alison Spittle.
He said it was cold. There was many excuses given.
Sometimes it's too cold for hand sanitizer. Well, that's all the time we have for your top story right now, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Peter, who says, Dear Alice and hired news satire gun. That's you today, Alison Spittle.
Locked and loaded.
I have been very confused about your recent political coverage. Typical. All these letter writers are really confused about something, or they're either confused or coyly pretending to be confused to get attention from me like a toddler. All toddlers are just pretending to be dumb, by the way. That's my thesis. Then I remembered that I reside in the other dimension that has only recently been able to access your great show. So why are you bringing your problems to me? You solved it yourself, Peter. See, in this dimension, US political merch follows the pattern of presidential nominee / VP nominee. So your merch collaboration with Bob the Sentient Trash Islands campaign that reads Rock / Island had me quite perplexed, as I know Bob is the presidential nominee and Dwayne the Rock Johnson is his vice presidential nominee. Just thought I'd share in case there are any other simpletons like me confused. Thanks, Peter. P.S. Good luck to you, Christopher, and to your many wives and husbands. Thank you for writing in, Peter. I feel like you have answered your own question in the course of asking your question. This is the way we do it in this universe. I don't know how you do it in your universe, but we rank our presidential and vice presidential nominees in the order of how big their biceps are. And there was a bit of a tussle between Bob the Sentient Trash Island and Dwayne the Rock Johnson as to whose biceps were bigger and what qualified as a bicep, because of course Bob the Sentient Trash Island is en masse larger but has nothing in his agglomerated form that would count as a bicep. So I appreciate your stupid letter, Peter, and please do write in again if you like to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back in the same place again tomorrow. Subscribe to get a daily dose of world-class satire in this dimension. Your guest today on the podcast is ex-flapjack lumberjack, current Minister for the Interior of the Human Body, now full-time ghost, Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
Whoa! Yes, I do. Yes, I do. We've got the Daily Mail. I want to plug the Daily Mail as a newspaper. They wrote a fantastic article about my podcast, Wheel of Misfortune, with Fern Brady as lewd, puerile, and they interviewed a working MP, Peter Bone.
Mr. Peter Bone.
Specifically about our piss episode. So I hope he had listened to that.
A man called P. Bone has no right to call anything else dirty.
Mr. Peter Bone.
Absolutely. That's what I thought. The cheek of him. The absolute cheek. He should change his name and then throw stones. Or throw bones.
Well, both his names mean penis. Like, this is...
Yes.
Unacceptable judgmentalism from somebody who's already of an oppressed class.
It's double-ended, his name. It's double-ended. I got a Twitter at Alison Spittle, Instagram at Alison Spittle. I've got a coffee account and another podcast that's been ignored by the Daily Mail, Alison Spittle Show on headstuff.org.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's alliterative. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up to support my work at patreon.com/AliceFraser for behind the scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all my stand-up specials as well as exclusive other stuff. I speak this bit so fast that if you are doing this at 2.5 times speed, you're f***ed. fucked. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner, sub-producer, hedgehog, the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable, menacing and sinister Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.